Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball four. Power moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Power moves to third. Rollins moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Batty moves to second. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels juggles the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Batty scores. Allen moves to third. Ver Als moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-1 in the game. Geiger is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-1 in the game. Bressoud strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Ver Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Als is 0-1 in the game. Ver Als is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-1 in the game. Kralik takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-2 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Kralik moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a line drive into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vare Als fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressude hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Vare Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vare Als is 0-for-2 in the game. Vare Als strikes out. 1 out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kralik strikes out. 2 outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Power reaches third base with a triple. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Earl Wilson. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Forkneely's now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Allen takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Forkneely's fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Schilling covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 3 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clinton moves to third. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 3 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clinton scores. Malzone moves to second. It's Twins, 4, Red Sox, 4. Bill Plice now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Malzone moves to third. Tillman moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels is walked intentionally. Ray Moore now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Malzone scores. Tillman moves to third. Runnels moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.